a popular Outkast production.
And by all means, I mean, you should see any kind of progress
before you actually
be like, so that he has time to actually like tweak it if he needs to. Mm-hmm.
Before I got this done, I saw him, like, I would go in every couple days and he would like show me he had.
Yeah,
because he wasn't gonna have the girl in it, and at first he was gonna use a different like girl. Okay. And like I had him change all a bunch. Right.
Yeah, I mean, and this is gonna be a tattoo that's going to be like on my chest, so I'm going to see it every time I look in the mirror.
Yeah,
or down.
Yeah.
So yeah, and I'm I want to see it so bad.
What is it that you're getting again?
It's like lace work with like a paisley like black design. It's very simplistic black lace, and then in the background is going to be just splotches of random watercolors.
Kind of like almost your
similar
arm.
To like the watercolor technique,
but
on
more
my
black.
Arm. But a lot more black. And the black is going to have, like, nothing to do with the splotches of watercolor behind
That's
it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I sent him, like, 6 or 7 pictures of tattoos that I just really loved and that were, like, this is kind of the idea of what I want. This is the kind of idea of the lace that I want. This is kind of the color scheme I want.
Yeah.
These are some of... Because I found some, like, pansies that were really cute to, like, kind of maybe... put those in. And I was like, obviously it's going to cost more than, because we did,
it's
going
to be a lot of detail work. Yeah.
I'm excited.
It's
going
to cost a little bit
because I was thinking about asking Greg sometime about watercolor, because I think it looks, especially if you do like what I would want to do is something with a lot of lines, like just a picture with a lot of line work, and then have like watercolor coming out of the lines kind of thing. Like
I love different.
I think it's really pretty that way.
Watercoloring is a newish technique that he had done. My arm, he had said, was the first watercoloring that he had really attempted.
Yeah.
And then after that, after people had seen my arm, they were like, I want watercolor.
Yeah, because it's kind of nice because it's not like super bold. You get that nice like softness to
it. Yeah, I love the subtle. Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, episode 52. We've been recording for a couple minutes now.
Oh, hi.
I figured since we were actually, like, having a discussion, not be like, can I talk about this? Should I? No? Yes? No? Since, yeah. Surprise! I hit the button.
You bastard.
You
I'm
know
just
it.
Kidding.
We love you.
Fine. Yeah, after getting my most recent tattoo, I'm like, I need to get around to doing my chest piece, because...
How's it feel sitting?
It's fine. It's actually not anywhere on my butt that's like involved in sitting. So like when I'm sitting, it's still like
higher.
It's not on like the bend of the cheek. I got my ass tattooed. Jeff and I went together and we got Ren and Stimpy. I got Ren. He got Stimpy because, you know, I'm thin and high strung and he's, you know,
fat and lazy.
Oh no.
No.
I was wondering where you're going with that.
Kill you for that.
Yeah. Sorry, aww. Jeff. I'm
gonna
kidding.
Get a complex.
Don't get
no,
complex.
Just the,
I don't think that about you at all.
The it's more oblivious kind of
cat like.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. More Stimpy like than Ren like.
Yeah.
That's
no, I
awesome,
get it.
Though. I commend you for getting a butt tattoo. I always think about
matching
butt tattoo ideas, but I'm like, it has to be hilarious.
You guys got,
oh, yeah.
Like, you guys got couples tattoos.
We did.
You totally did.
We did.
Like,
but it works because it's not the same tattoo. So, you know, if, you know, knock on wood, anything ever happens, I just have Ren Howick on my ass for no particular reason.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because it was a show about toilet humor. So
I'm totally good for couple tattoos as long as it's something like that instead of like,
we got
your
the
name.
Same thing. Or like,
I'll never get someone. Getting someone's name is like, oh, you're going to break
don't
up.
Don't do
soon.
That. Oh, yeah. If you have to prove your love with a tattoo,
Did you see the thing that was floating around a couple years ago where the girl got this guy's face tattooed on her arm? And it was on her forearm.
Ugh.
She got her boyfriend's face tattooed.
Nope.
Like, right on her arm.
Didn't see that.
And she had posted it to Facebook, and I guess he had paid for the tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
And he had paid for, like, a turtle or something. And he fucking commented, he's like, is this a joke? She's like, no, isn't it wonderful? Like, I thought you would be flattered. And he's like, you are a fucking crazy person. We have only been dating for a week.
Oh, okay. And yeah, I did see that.
The funniest fucking thread. He broke up with her. And he was like, I think we need to talk about this privately.
I feel like was probably something like someone made, like, it wasn't like a legit thing.
I mean, but it would be wonderful if it was real.
It is a possibility that might have been real. I like to think that it was. I like to think that there's some idiot girl walking around with a dude.
The brief period that I was working at Totem, these two people I knew, they worked at two different Hot Topics. One worked at our Hot Topic, one worked in State College, and they had got couples tattoos. They got them on the backs of their necks. One of them got a key, and the other one got a lock.
Oh, that's so cliche, though.
Right? I'm surprised they're not together now. They're both married to other people.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Good thing you have that lifelong reminder.
Yup.
Oh, they don't see it. It's on the back of their neck.
Couples tattoos are usually just so cliche. It's either the key in the lock or jigsaw puzzle kind of shit.
Yeah.
Or like each other's astrological sign.
Yeah. I flat out had a friend on her 18th birthday. She went and just got her boyfriend's name, like, right here.
Shit.
Just in cursive. I'm not gonna say the names or anything because people don't need to know. But, and, like, she was all proud of it and she showed it to me and I was like, are you fucking serious? Like, I was 17 at the time and even I was, at the time, was just like, no, that's a terrible idea. Why would you do that? And she got really mad, and we kind of had a falling out after that, because I was like, I don't think that was a good idea.
Yeah.
Like, you're in high school. Why would you get your boyfriend's name? And then, you know, whatever. You know,
of course they broke
you up. Don't know me kind of thing.
They broke up, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They had a seriously unhealthy relationship, and then she started fucking his stepdad. Oh, and now,
awesome.
Oh, wait, no. I talked about this a few episodes ago. This was the girl that, before she got together with this guy, I kind of also dated her a little bit in high school. She's the one that was making, like, anti-gay Facebook posts a while ago and was, like, asking my friend, like, I can't believe, you know, you support gay rights.
But like, you've dated bitch, please. A girl!
Bitch, please.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It's always hilarious to find out that you're ex-girlfriend's a homophobic Christian Republican stay-at-home submissive Christian wife mom type person. Fun times.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Can't believe she fucked the stepdad.
Right? He was ugly too.
Really?
Like, he was this tall, skinny guy that was like balding, but he was trying to hide it, and he had like giant glasses. He looked like a vulture. Like, yeah. Yeah.
She fucked the creepy stepdad.
Yeah.
Well,
and I don't know if it was about revenge or anything.
I mean, to each their own. And
yeah, I mean, absolutely. I didn't find him attractive. Maybe she did. But
maybe there's something we don't know about their relationship.
Yeah, I don't know. I know, like, they broke up and then she started, like, sleeping with his stepdad. And it was just,
that's a good way to get revenge.
Yeah.
If that's what you're going for.
Yeah. His mom was real nice, though. She used to work with my brother. They worked for a cleaning service. They would go into, like, businesses at night and sweep the floors and wash the windows and all that shit.
I've thought about doing that.
Yeah.
There's a couple, getting a couple extra bucks and stuff.
Yeah, the only thing is it really messes with your sleep schedule.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I
being
bet.
Up all night. Because we had people that would come into the theater and, like, clean after we close and, you know, we didn't close until, you know, like, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and just, it attracts the weirdest fucking people. Like, the job itself, not that hard, but you're going to work with some fucking weirdos.
I wasn't planning on working for a company.
Oh, I was just offering your personal services.
I was just planning on, like, hey, like, offering up on Facebook, hey, does anybody know any houses that...
Fair enough. There's advertisements for that in Craigslist and stuff.
Just,
it's a good idea.
Be careful.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah. The, get I references. Would never do it just because I...
But I used to do it with an ex, actually. It's good money.
I think Jeff and I were talking... No. Wait, was it Jeff or was it my brother? Shit. I was talking to somebody about it. I think it might have been my brother, because he, you know, worked for the overnight cleaning company, and, like, his boss had, like, a separate crew that would clean up crime scenes. Yeah, that job had a very high turnover rate.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
I didn't know that they... I guess, realistically, they would have to have somebody who
I figured
that.
There would be, like, police staff that would take care of that shit. Yeah. But no, apparently, they hire, like, a third party, like, a real cleaning crew to, like, clean up, you know, after somebody found a dead body in an apartment after 3 days in, like, 110 degree weather kind of shit.
I'm good. No, thanks.
Yeah. Or, don't like, do that. Suicide bathtubs.
Nope.
That's a good name for a band.
Yeah.
Suicide Bathtub.
And title of the episode.
Probably. I'll put it at the top. We'll see if we come up with anything.
I have this band. It's called Suicide Bathtub. It's country folk.
It would be. It'd be like some hipster bullshit. Like, we have a banjo and an accordion and a triangle.
That's it.
And there's two singers, but Elsa only sings to Ralu Ralu.
Yes, it's perfect. Let's do this.
I'm in.
I have an accordion in my house.
I don't have a triangle.
I play no instruments.
Yeah, I can't either.
But I was trained operatically.
I can play the clarinet-ish. Not well.
I wanted to play the clarinet, and my stepmom wouldn't let me.
Yeah, me too. Except my real mom wouldn't let me. I didn't have a stepmom.
She said it was a waste of time and too much money for an instrument.
I just got that it's too much money.
Yeah. I borrowed it from a family member. Basically, my choices were, do you want to play clarinet or do you want to play the flute? Those were those choices because that's what my cousins played. Mm. So they already
clarinet's
had one.
Better than flute, in my opinion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wanted to play, like, the saxophone, though.
I had a cousin that played the piccolo, a little tiny flute.
Aw.
Yeah. Let's see. In my life, I've wanted to play the flute, the clarinet, the drums, which I actually took a couple lessons, and then, like, it was from that girl, and then we had the falling out, and Let's see, piano. I actually had a keyboard for a while. Guitar. I actually had a guitar for a little while. Double bass. I actually had a double bass for a little while. I was renting it and had to give it back because I lost my job. Couldn't afford $100 a month to run an instrument. But in a year, it would have been mine. Yeah, since then, nothing. I really, really want a cello right now.
Ooh, yeah, I want to learn how to play some, like, in the violin family.
Mm-hmm.
Something with a bow, something with strings. I think cellos are beautiful.
Oh, God, seriously.
Like, the sound is amazing.
Neighbors that live, like, on the other side of the machine shop, the little brown house on the corner... They all, like, the three daughters in that family all play, like, some kind of string instrument. We drove by the one night, and one of the girls is just sitting in front of, like, the giant window facing the road, just there with her cello, and I'm like, teach me.
You should just walk over and be like, hi, I'm your neighbor. How much for lessons?
Yeah, right? I won't be able to practice, so I'll have to borrow your cello.
I know it's purely aesthetic, but I really like how the cello looks. Cello, and then is it the bass?
Bass, double bass, upright bass.
Where they the upright? Mm-hmm. I just think when you're, you know, when you're playing the cello, it's sitting next to you, and you're. I think it looks so sophisticated,
right?
And graceful.
I really, really want to go back to playing the double bass, but a cello is very close in. I don't know musical things. Pitch, range.
Pitch. Sure.
Like, you know, bass is obviously a little deeper because it's fucking huge, but a cello is so much more portable.
Yeah.
Like, I could put that in my car. Bass?
I wouldn't be able to lug around a bass.
No.
There's no way.
No, those things are so heavy. Like, at the time when I had mine, I had a 1990 Thunderbird. So two-seater car, I could like, it was long, it was like a big sedan kind of thing, so I could like put the passenger seat all the way back and kind of like angle my base into the back of the car, like the neck would be behind the driver's seat, but like no one else could sit in the car if I had the base.
That's awesome. When I was younger, I was in the marching band. I was a flag twirler. I had this weird,
hell yeah,
I had this weird obsession. Yeah, they called us flaggots.
Flag fags in our school.
Oh, that's better. That's,
yeah.
I like that it's two words. I had this weird obsession with playing the tuba. And I had to be told by a bunch of people that there's no possible human way that I could carry a tuba around the football field. You would have to do,
like, crazy forearm exercises.
I was convinced that it was the perfect instrument for me.
Yeah, and it was too long. You'd be hitting it with your legs as you were marching.
Yeah, yeah. It would be as
you
big
literally
as me.
Couldn't play a sousaphone, actually.
I legitimately went through, I think it was about an entire year when I was obsessed with the idea of playing a tuba. I didn't even like the way they sounded. I was just like, it looks so cool.
Sousaphone.
Everyone will talk to me. I'll have so many friends.
Yeah. I mean, you could go for like an alto sax. That would probably only like hit you in the knees.
Yeah.
Be fine. Or an oboe, also very long.
Ooh, I like the oboe.
I played the bass.
Try to march with a bassoon.
I played the bass clarinet. I mean, obviously you don't march with them, but you...
No. Usually most things you that are bass instruments...
You wouldn't hear it outside.
Yeah. No.
But yeah, I love
You'd
playing...
You'd feel it.
I love playing the bass clarinet. That was my favorite instrument to play.
Jeff was looking into... Because he played saxophone in high school. He was looking into, like... the like a bass sax, like a I think there's like a contrabass sax, which people I think debate if it actually exists, because it has to be like I think like 6 feet tall to get that like
I've deep seen them
to it. Yeah,
I've seen them in concerts and things like that. They do exist, but they're just,
it's like, is this really an instrument? Because like it takes two people to play, because there's no way like being up at the top like at the reed you'd be able to reach all the buttons.
Yeah, they're...
Let's get one of those Alpenhorns.
Yeah, they're
designed. Have you guys heard the I don't know, old wives' tale that playing mouth instruments makes you better at oral sex? Is that a thing? I've always wondered if that was a thing. I wonder if I made
I've
it up.
I've heard that before. I don't know. I feel like I have heard
like
that.
Especially playing like...
Or like playing instruments, you know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you gotta.
I wiggled my fingers like, for those who can't see.
I was very virginal in high school.
I could see
and
that.
And I remember.
I could see it.
Yeah.
I was very virginal all through high school, but my best friend was not. Like, had been with very many guys by the time I was still with zero.
There's the thing though about high school kids that are getting a lot, they still don't know shit.
I know, but it was funny, like
she
would talk to me about this stuff all the time, and I was always amazed. And she was dating this guy one time who was having some sort of erectile problems, and she's like, but it's okay because he plays the bass. And I was just like,
that means he has really calloused fingers.
I just gazed at her and I was like, what does that mean? And she's like, oh, he's really, really good with his hands. He barely touched me and I had an orgasm. And
no,
I was like,
didn't. Bullshit.
Sidetrack. One time I looked up orgasm in the encyclopedia because everybody was talking about them and I didn't know what they were.
One time I looked up the word whore.
Really?
Nice. Because I read it somewhere before I'd even heard it.
Nice.
So it's spelled with a W, and I was like, I don't know what war means.
Also, to backtrack a little, like, erectile dysfunction isn't a thing in and of itself. It's a sign of a more significant problem. That's why you see a lot of, like, men, especially older men who have, like, heart issues often also have, like, erectile.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's usually, it's not a disorder, it's a sign of a disorder, but they treat it like a disorder because it's like, you know, huge thing, Viagra, woo.
Yeah, that makes sense. So if I would want to reference a man's junkular area.
Sure.
And say that he's having trouble
Downstairs.
Downstairs. Who is downstairs? Mix up. How would I say that?
I think you just did.
No, but I mean, no, it's talking about
it. It's, I don't know, because like erectile dysfunction is more of like a chronic kind of thing.
Saying that,
he not just can't like get I can't it get up. It up once in
he
a while.
He can't get it up. Seems rude.
It does.
It just it seems.
There really does need to be more of like a polite.
I don't think there is
without calling it erectile dysfunction.
Because that's not accurate. Really,
he has ED.
Yeah, I know that this guy that she was dating he did have a problem where he just couldn't. Mm-hmm. Like, they never had
sex or anything. He's having genital growth problems.
No, that sounds like genital warts. Genital growth
or
problems.
He's got having like penile growth and growth.
That also his kind
peeps
of
on the fritz.
Yeah, there you go.
Peeps on the fritz.
My peeps on the fritz. Scrubs? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My peeps on the fritz. What?
Nothing. No, saying he has like
listen, Dorothy.
Penile growth problems makes it sound like his genitals aren't developing. Like he's still got like he child still has genitals.
Yeah. Yeah,
like his balls to penis ratio
wrong.
Is
ew.
Oh, good.
Oh, science.
Ew. That's not what.
But I don't know. That's not something that's common for a guy that young, so I hope he went to the doctor and was,
oh,
like,
I don't know. She broke up with him.
He might have had like diabetes or something.
Oh.
I've known people that had issues with that just because of like condoms and stuff because they desensitize.
I mean, there's all kinds of reasons for not being able to maintain or even get an erection, but I mean, that's if it's getting in the way of your sex life.
And
like,
ladies,
see
you
a fucking
not,
doctor.
You should not laugh at people for that. That is
oh, good
not
God,
funny.
No! And it's not a sign that like he's not
he's
into
not attracted
you.
To you. I hate that when people are like, "Yeah, he couldn't get it up." I'm like, "That? Why are you mad about that? You fucking bitch!"
Today at work,
oh God,
one of the cooks was talking about we were when you work with a bunch of cooks, they all have a very just a lot of inappropriate jokes go on. We were talking about
I've worked in kitchens.
What's
I get it.
Oh, premature ejaculation. We were just having a little conversation, and one of the cooks said he dated a girl once who told him, "It's okay if you come early. It makes me feel pretty."
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
I know.
That's. I feel so sad for that girl.
I told him, I was like, in that case, I'd rather be ugly. Boo, boo, boo. I'm not funny.
That was awful.
I know.
That was like a dad joke.
I love dad jokes.
Very inappropriate dad joke.
But yeah, I thought that was sweet and sad. A little bit funny.
Oh man.
But yeah, so and speaking of high school sexual ignorance, I was you know the term, have you heard the term blowjob?
No, what is this?
Did you know you don't actually blow?
Do you
not
blow?
For most of my high school career.
No.
I sort of knew that, but I actually learned it from an episode of MTV's series Undressed, because a girl like wanted to go down on her boyfriend, and like I guess her sister or friend was like trying to like teach her how, and she's like, "Oh, you don't blow?" And for those who can't see, I made like holding a cock in my hand and then like
slapping it up and down on
yeah,
your face.
Kind of.
This is how you do it, right? You just slap it.
Right. Am I doing this right?
You just go.
I wish we had a video of this.
Right. I can't make a noise.
I don't.
Everyone is holding an invisible dick right now.
Oh, God. I forgot to talk about this last time, but Jeff and I recently went to New York, and we saw Christopher Hardwick, the comedian and guru, founder, CEO, whatever, of the Nerdist Network. We went to see him perform some live comedy, and he came out on stage. He was like dancing and stuff. He's like, usually there's music when I come out here. And for those of you who don't know, if you can't dance, here's what you do. I'm going to tell you my secret. You just pretend like you're surrounded by thousands of dicks. They're just everywhere. And you have to be servicing two at any given moment. And he's just like explaining it while he's dancing around. He's
that
like,
is
but,
so
but don't get
smart.
Too into it and like rub them on your face or like lick them or anything.
That's really funny. Yeah.
You're just hand jobbing.
Yeah, just everywhere. He's like, you're surrounded by thousands of dicks on all sides.
Maybe like, don't make the O in your hands.
Yeah,
maybe
it's just more of fists. Like a fist kind of
maybe
thing.
Maybe just make
but
fists.
They're tiny dicks.
They're pencils.
Yes. Oh, that's sad.
You're shaking maracas everywhere. Yeah, good God.
No.
Oh, where has this episode gone?
I don't know.
I think
it
I
got
did it.
Fun. I think you did do it because you started with the making playing instruments makes you better at oral sex.
Oh yeah, of course I made that connection.
Actually, I think that would be smart. I think that would make you much better at oral sex.
I mean, you
think about
you'd
the
have
trumpet.
You. It is called tonguing the reed.
Yeah,
you are actually tonguing your instrument. That
and
is,
you have to have like good breath control. So right. I mean, you could be down there and not have to like come up for air for a little while.
Yep.
So interesting.
Especially right. If you're playing bass clarinet. Gotta blow for a long time.
Ashley is like, I don't know. I can't
I got
do an
this.
Impression of how I felt about you just
hey,
then.
I have been told that I am fantastic. Thank you.
We
very
all
much.
Have.
I
three women that are good
if,
at this.
I have a theory that there is no such thing as a bad blowjob. Like, most guys are just happy that you
yeah.
are sucking their dick.
I have been told by people that there is a such thing as a bad blowjob.
I mean, well, obviously, if you're not into it, if you're, like, really lazy, just,
and
you
just,
know.
And just, like, methodically, mm-hmm. like, yeah, I like to imagine that there's music in my head. And
you're bobbing yeah. along to the music. Yeah.
Yeah, and you gotta mix it up, you know, do a little bit of, like, this motion and then that motion.
You just did the two dick thing.
Hey, you don't know what I do in my off time.
She true. Services, too.
I don't.
Aislinn's going swimming. No, skiing. That wasn't the right reference. Skiing. Haven't you ever heard that?
Like,
it's where okay. you do the skiing motions.
Oh, God.
It's, you can't.
Oh, man. I don't know how you feel about her, but I personally love Margaret Cho.
Me I've listened to
she's awesome.
Jeff told me to listen to her and I watched a bunch of her YouTube and it was wonderful.
Oh my god,
she's
she's
Netflix
hilarious.
Too.
Is she?
Mm-hmm. But one of her things, I forget which special it was from because I watched it on Netflix, and she was talking about like, you know, she and her husband have a very like open relationship kind of thing, and you know, they do a lot of like group sex or like just sleeping with other people and whatnot, and she was saying how she doesn't like to be in a threesome that's like her and two dudes because she's like, I feel like I'm like in an eating contest or something. She's like trying to just do like two dicks at once. She's like, it just doesn't.
Was she excuse me, was she the one who did the porch reference where when she has like a big party she invites people are allowed to come onto the porch, sometimes they're allowed to come inside, but they ain't never allowed in the backyard? Was that her?
I don't think so.
Maybe it wasn't.
She's pretty.
But I thought that was pretty hilarious.
She,
with the person who was just like, there ain't no way somebody's coming to my backyard.
I feel like that might be Lisa Lampanelli, but I'm not sure.
Somebody I like.
Yeah.
I don't really like her. I am not a huge fan of her.
No. As much as, like, Margaret Cho talks about, like, ass play, I doubt that
oh,
she'd
yeah,
be
then
the
probably
one
not.
It's like, oh god, my favorite thing is she's like, I have discovered something. She's like, I love eating ass, and like she's like, just, you know, you get a big old ass and you know you put a bookmark in it and finish it later.
Like, what?
Sure, but okay.
What the hell does that mean?
And then she went on to describe how much she wants to get with Sarah Palin.
Really? That's
yes.
awesome.
Margaret Cho, she's fucking hilarious.
Oh, she's
her.
Fantastic.
I listened to the skit where she was on the lesbian cruise.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Do you remember that one?
It's, maybe. It's been a while since I've seen her stuff.
I used to, like, when I first... I listened to it for the first time a couple months ago, but I had it down verbatim, and now I forget the whole thing. I don't even remember the premise of the joke. However, I don't know why I brought it up.
God damn.
Huh.
I think because that I wanted to remind myself.
That was entertaining.
To watch it. I know. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yep. That was an anecdote.
So, do you hear about that bit Margaret Cho did?
Yep.
It was funny.
Cool.
That's how I tell stories.
So, where's the Dave Ross poster? When's that going to get up in here?
I'm poor. I haven't had time for a poster.
What?
I haven't had money to buy a frame.
Oh.
Jesus. I cannot talk. It's fine.
I don't have money. I don't have money for a poster.
I'm poor. I don't have time for a poster.
Oh. Fair enough.
It's been a long day. We'll just go with that.
Yeah. I haven't done it. I haven't done shit all day.
You were taking care of someone else's dog.
That's true.
Yeah. I do. That is my new favorite thing. Dog sitting. It's the same as watching my own dogs, but I'm dog sitting other people's dogs. So it's fun, and I get to play with other dogs, too.
Oh, man. And your dogs are cool with it?
Yeah. That's well, awesome. Molly wasn't at first, but she's getting much, much better at being around other dogs and getting like more used to it.
Our dog would not be cool with it. Once in a while, like Jeff's dad brings their dog up when he has to do something at the garage real quick, and she flips the fuck out. Like, Jill, tiny little dog, Jack Russell Pug Mix, is trying to like fuck up this gigantic, like, chocolate lab golden retriever Irish setter crazy, like, giant mixed dog. She's fearless.
Yeah.
And her, she's just like, why are you barking at me, please stop.
Yeah.
Dogs.
Odie is funny. He'll try to like bark at the neighbors and stuff like that, and like act like he's like this big tough dog, and I'm like, what are you gonna do, really?
Right,
look at you, you can't even bite anything, your face is flat. He's just sad. Like, I can totally can, what are you talking about?
I will mess them up.
I got this.
Wait,
and then as soon as like they start to like come anywhere near him, he's like, well, just kidding. Runs away. I didn't mean it, man. I didn't mean it.
Just playing, you took it too far.
Anyway.
Oh, dogs are hilarious.
That was loud.
Oh, man.
Let's annoy Jeff with microphone mouth noises. Jeff.
Oh, God. I don't even want to hear that, and I'm doing it. Oh, man.
Hey, we're not eating.
Well, yeah, we're not. We haven't done that for a while.
Unfortunately, I'm starving.
Right?
I have watermelon. God damn it. I could have brought that up.
I'm not hungry for that. I'm hungry for either pizza or cheesecake.
Yeah, right? You and Bill were talking about how you're getting pizza later, and I'm just like, God damn, I want pizza now.
Yeah, we got a friend who's ordering us some pizza.
Bitch.
I'm watching Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares lately.
Oh, God, why?
Because I love it.
That guy is so mean to people.
But listen,
no, he's not.
Have you ever seen any of his actual British TV stuff?
Mm-mm.
He's only mean in American TV. And that's because Americans want him mean.
Yep.
Like, I don't want anybody mean.
Have you seen the F word with Gordon Ramsay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. He's not nearly as bad in that.
Nope.
At all.
He's actually pretty nice in the British. He actually, the reason that he goes around, he is legitimately trying to help all of these businesses.
I know, like the premise of it.
But the reason that he's mean in the TV shows in America is, because it makes for better television.
It does.
Which is
sad. Nobody wants to see a guy going around like, okay, here's a list of things that you could do to improve your restaurant.
Americans don't like normal,
no.
mild-mannered people.
No.
I don't know. I honestly prefer BBC programming to American television.
I watch a lot of BBC.
Sherlock. Oh my God.
Really?
The first episode.
It's so good.
It's so good. I think I'm in love with Benedict Cumberbatch now.
We all are. Mm-hmm. If you've seen Sherlock, you're in love with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, he's
Martin
gorgeous.
Freeman. Not so much. He's all right. Yeah, he was Bilbo. He looked better as Bilbo. I'm going to say
he's a good, sprinkle on the Cumberbatch cake.
Yeah, but like, watching it, I was like, God damn, he's so skinny. Because, like, I saw him in Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Mm-hmm.
I liked him in that. He was gay.
Mm-hmm.
What a gorgeous. He had me at the episode where he was, like, yelling at a guy for his grammar in the beginning of the second episode of the first season.
Okay.
Where. I wasn't sold until that moment.
And then he had me at the time that he was shooting his wall.
Oh,
he's just
God.
Sitting on his couch shooting his wall. He's just
the first minute of the first episode.
What are you doing? Bored.
That's a fucking gun. Yep.
Oh, man.
Have you guys seen The Young Doctor's Notebook?
Yeah, I just watched that because it was in my recently watched. So I was like, what is this? It's a short show. There's only 4 episodes.
Did you like it?
I did.
You have to watch the second season. I watched the second season and it changes a lot. It gets both funnier and sadder.
John Hamm is like a morphine addict.
I did watch that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Talking to his younger self, who is Daniel Radcliffe, and they don't look anything alike.
I know.
I'm like, this doesn't make sense. He's like a foot shorter.
I was reading about it and it was like they used it as a symbol for growth. Because they were going to make Daniel Radcliffe wear, like, giant shoes or something. And they were like, no, it shows how he's grown as a person. And I'm just like, well,
they could not be each other. There is no way.
But,
I'm just going to say John Hamm's accent could be a little better. But, I mean, we'll let it go because he's motherfucking Don Draper.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well.
Which I need to fucking get back on Mad Men. I've watched like
I'm off the wagon done. And I just haven't
done with Mad Men, and I have even no interest
in its direction as it's walking away from me.
I have no interest in going back. None. I'm with Kelsey on this. I need a show that I can like somebody.
I know. We talked about this before.
Nobody.
I like the redhead with the big
tits.
The titties.
They're called tits.
What is
Christina Hendricks?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what her name is on the show. I just had it in.
The big titties.
Titties.
Redhead, big tits.
She is gorgeous.
She's beautiful.
God damn it, what is her name?
I haven't.
Joan.
Joan. Joan.
That doesn't sound right.
Yes, it is. Yeah, Joan. It is.
Okay.
Joan. H something?
I don't know.
Fuck.
I wouldn't know their last names.
That's gonna bug me now.
Wow.
It's not important.
No.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I know. You said you had the problem before about, like, you watched the show and then it got to a point where just all the characters became unlikable.
Yeah, I just feel like I can't relate anymore at all because I'm just like, I just don't have the energy to try.
Well, just like House of Cards, I couldn't watch that either because I was just like...
I've heard it's very good. Like, people are raving about season 2.
Yeah, people love it. Whatever. Yeah, I'm excited for Orange is the New Black.
Oh, hell yes.
And Hemlock Grove. That needs to come out again.
I never saw that.
Another Netflix original.
So good. I don't even think they have a date for season 2.
Ugh.
Which is upsetting because season 1 was so good.
You know what else is good? Supernatural.
Oh my god, yes.
I've seen like 4 episodes of the newest season.
I need to watch season 9.
And like
I need to go online and get it because I have Hulu, I have Prime, I have Netflix, and the first half of season 9 isn't on any of those, so I'm like, fuck you.
Try the CW website.
Oh yeah, maybe I should do that.
Yeah.
I just need to settle on a show and watch the whole thing because I was on a really, really good Supernatural streak for a while, and then I just was working a lot, and then I forgot about it, and
it
and then I was watching other shows.
How's Game of Thrones going? Did you like it? Did you say
you
didn't?
Okay. I do. The only problem is I was reading the book. When I first started watching the first season, I was still at the end of the first book, and they follow the books incredibly well, so I kind of got bored watching the show because I was like, oh, I just did this. So my goal is to I'm gonna try to finish the first season and then stop watching because I'm on the third book now and they're on the third season. So I figured I would just stop.
Makes sense.
Watching for now and then in a couple months pick it back up after they have posted the third season and stuff on everything.
Yeah. That way it's not, like, too fresh. And you're like, oh, yeah, I forgot that happened.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's a huge book and a lot of things happen. Because it follows... The first one follows 8 characters. The second one follows 31 characters.
Oh, shit.
So there are things that I am going to forget.
Oh, yeah.
Either of you seen Breaking Bad?
No.
I have watched the first 5 episodes or so. I'm kind of waiting to watch... the rest of it.
Yeah, we just finished the entire series.
I just don't have time. There's so many shows.
I love the ending.
I want to finish Supernatural. I want to watch Breaking Bad. And I just don't have the time right now to dedicate.
2 weeks ago, I went to the hookah bar with my friend Sam. And we were like the only 2 people there. So of course, like, dude, very nice dude who owns it, runs it.
Yeah.
Super talkative. We're talking about things. And he just keeps butting into our conversations, which, I mean, I get it. Like, this is stuff he knows. He's just like, oh, hey, I know about this thing. I'm going to chime in. And we got onto Supernatural, and I was like, yeah, I'm only a few episodes in. You know, the last one I saw, like, this is what happened. And the dude's like, oh, you know what happens next? And I'm like, no, what happens next, you ass? Because I know you're going to tell me. And he's like, oh, well, this character does this thing, and then this character comes out and is like this, and but then like this comes together and works out, and I'm just like, fuck you, dude.
Like, doesn't he understand life?
Like, spoilers, give specifics on like how things came together like that. He's like, this is what is going to happen, but didn't tell me like specifically.
Well, that's just useless information. It's as if
I had somebody spoil the end of The Walking Dead.
Because they read the comic books, or...
No, because they saw it, and then we didn't watch it until the next day, so they spoiled it on Facebook. I unfriended the bitch.
I would.
Yeah, I unfriended her. And then I posted a comment, and I was like, if anybody fucking spoils anything, you will be deleted. And somebody commented something that may or may not have been true. Fucking deleted them, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, you goddamn horse.
Yeah.
No, you... The one thing that you know in society in 2014 that you should never do is spoil a show. Babies.
Oh.
Yeah. Oops.
Yeah. No.
Depends on when life begins.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Does it begin at conception? Does it begin at birth?
Does it begin
when the sperm leaves the penis?
In that case, you are performing abortions every time you throw away your socks.
Or give a blowjob. Bringing it back.
Oh, blowjob. I wonder where that term started.
I don't know.
Because you don't blow.
And that is very misleading for a teen.
I feel like you might give like a guy some kind of UTI if you just like blow in there. Because I know it's like it's bad for lady parts if
to
you
blow
like,
into
yeah.
the vagina.
Yeah.
But then, oh, it is?
Oh, yeah. You're not
yeah,
supposed
you can
to do
get
that.
Infections.
I've never done it, but I didn't realize that that
yeah,
would.
Yeah, yeah.
Go figure. I never would. I would have never known to do that, but...
Yeah, no. Just, I have a sort of friend who, I mean, this is kind of hearsay. I've just heard from other people that he would, like, spread his girlfriend open and, like, blow in there. And it's just like, you're an asshole. Yeah. Why would you do that? You're the worst kind of person.
Yeah, that's just no fun for anyone, except obviously him.
That doesn't sound pleasant.
No, he... anyway.
That sounds dumb.
Yeah. What are you gonna
do? Where'd he learn that?
I don't know. He was a terrible boyfriend to, like, every single girlfriend he's ever had.
At least when you say eating out, that kind of makes sense.
Until you watch American Psycho. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. I should. It's on my list.
I'll put it
of movies that I should have watched but never have.
I recommend it. I don't really want to spoil it.
Well,
but,
don't. We were just over this.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, there are no terms for oral sex that I really like. Yeah. Going down on is the universal polite thing to say.
Yeah, and it works for both. Well, for all genders, really, because everybody's got genitals. Well, in theory, everybody has genitals to go down on.
You want to tickle my fancy?
No, that's awful.
There's one that it's tiptoe through the tulips.
Nope.
No. Oh. Nope, that's what I like use that. In anonymous chat rooms.
Nice.
I'm so good at jokes today. I don't know what's wrong with me. I think I'm just tired.
You want to play DJ?
Oh, man. Yeah, DJ Diddles.
DJ Diddles.
DJ Diddles.
It's a Dane Cook reference for anyone who's old enough to have liked Dane Cook. Shut up. I liked Dane Cook when I was in college.
Okay. I had this ex-boyfriend, my major ex-boyfriend, who I was dating for 4 years. And I got him Dane Cook tickets for his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Went to this Dane Cook show. And...
Was it when he was at the Bryce Jordan Center in State College?
Yes.
I went to that show.
Nuh-uh. For Isolated Incident?
I don't remember. He was with, like, two or three other comedians.
Yeah.
The one guy called himself the bastard child of Clay Aiken and Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah. Yeah, I was there. Air high five. But my ex got mad because I was looking at Dane Cook too much and laughing at his jokes.
He was on stage performing. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Man, somebody's got issues.
What? Yeah. 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 Yeah, he and he wouldn't talk to me for the ride home. That's I was like, I got you $200 tickets for your birthday.
That's ridiculous.
What are you supposed to do at a comedy show? Together, just look at your boyfriend and laugh at him? What the?
Yes.
I honestly, at that show, I thought the guy that went on right before Dane Cook was funnier.
Me too.
Yeah. I was like, I'm laughing so hard, I might throw up on the person in front of me. I didn't.
It was probably me.
No, it was, I think it was some, like, dudes. We were, like, way up.
Yeah, so were we.
Because, like, I guess floor seating went to college students first, and mm-hmm. then...
But, yeah.
It's fucking huge. Giant-ass arena.
Yeah, that was forever ago.
Oh, God, yeah, that was... Hold on, because I was dating the weird stalker kid at that time, so I was, like, 19 or 20, so... that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, well.
We're old.
I got a good 5 years on both of you.
Yeah, we actually ran into somebody the other day that was like a fifth grader.
When we were seniors.
We were seniors.
But she was in musicals with us because, mm-hmm. like, you know, we let the younger kids...
And now she's a senior.
And she loved me when she was a little kid.
Oh,
so
that's
now,
so cute.
As a junior, she sees me. I saw her twice in a month, and she gave me big hugs each time. And the first time I was
only
just...
mildly awkward.
I was just creeped out the first time, because I was like, who is this person? And then...
Of course you don't recognize somebody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's like... 8 years. That makes a lot of difference.
I mean, I was flattered that she remembered me, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, I mean, I could probably, like, name a lot of people I knew mm-hmm. when I was in, like, elementary school and whatnot. Like, yeah. Words. Brain.
Yeah, it's so funny when people come up to you and they were, like, really younger than you and they're like, you were so cool. And I'm like, no, I'm not. Not sure. Even a little.
Because that's ever happened to me.
I am not cool.
Ever. No, it hasn't.
Oh my god, there was a girl, I think she was like either 2 or 3 years behind me in high school, and she was also one of like the weirdo alternative kids, because, you know, obviously, look at me. Not so much now, but then. And she, you know, she was a Hot Topic frequenter, and there was a period of time when Jeff worked at Hot Topic. He was seasonal the 1 year, and she used to like stalk him around the store, and he'd be like, yeah, that's nice, but, you know, not interested, you know, kind of have a lady. And she just like was not letting up. And the one day I went to see him at work, because I was working at the theater at the time, and like I stopped in for something, and she was there, and he was like, oh god, that's the girl that's my stalker. And it turns out like it's this girl that like thought I was so cool in high school. She's like, oh shit, you're his lady. I was like, yep. She's like, oh, well then, fuck it. Yeah, no, I'm sorry, dude. I'm going to back off now.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
She's like, you're welcome.
She was like, Aislinn? Aislinn Kunkel? Oh, that's not your last name.
Nope.
Aislinn?
Yep.
Not messing with this shit.
Nope.
I've never affected anybody that way.
Like, she wasn't afraid of me. She's like, oh, well, you're actually really cool. So, I mean, that's fine. I'm done.
The only way I've affected people in quote-unquote that way would be that they were terrified of me. Because I've known a lot of people that were like, you are fucking scary.
Yeah.
I used to get that a lot at the theater because, like, I wouldn't make friends with the new high school kids right away. Because, I mean, they're fucking high school kids and they'll probably only be there for a month. So, like, they just all kind of, like, stayed away from me. And then they're like... When I first started here, I thought you were, like, really scary.
I get that a lot at Red Robin.
Yeah, I'm sure you have a pretty high turnover rate at,
Right, yeah. There was a kid who worked there for a couple months, and apparently he needed something, and he sent somebody else back to talk to me. And the girl who he sent back was like, Nate needed this thing from you, and he didn't want to ask you because he says that you're intimidating. And I'm just like, what?
Thank
you.
Finally. No, I get that, like, way more than I should.
Yeah. It's because
I'm not a mean person. This just is just my face.
Yeah.
I don't people.
I don't smile.
I'm not good at talking to people, so I don't.
Yeah. I'm not talking to you because I hate you. I'm just not talking to you because
I don't know what the fuck to say. Hi. Hi.
Hey.
I'm going to go this way. Hey. Bye. All right. I'm done. I super have to
done.
Pee.
Done. It's hot in here. Too. This is awful.
Yeah. All right. We'll next week. Be there.
Yay.
Or Bye. Square.
Bye.